B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Now, something we've been doing all week is just people calling up with random confessions and stuff like that. And this is, he wants to go by Mike. He basically, he hates a large segment of his family right now. But if you listen to why, I mean, you probably understand. Go ahead, Mike.
Not too long ago, I had a wedding. And, you know how stressful it is as far as, like, getting the guest list. And sometimes family members, you want to get them in and close friends or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you really select people, you know, to make the list and then come to find out, they just show up empty-handed to the wedding. Not even, like, a card.
What?
Yeah. Sometimes not even a card to say congratulations.
Oh, that's messed up.
Who the hell's showing up to a wedding empty-handed?
Yeah, I mean, they come, they eat, they drink, they leave.
Yep. You know? So you beefing with them now or what? Because you should be.
Yes, especially when you were selected for a reason. And some people actually wanted to give something. They didn't even make the list.
So wow.
If you pay $150 per head per table on a table, and someone can even give you a congratulation card, like a 99-cent card, something's wrong with that.
Oh, hell, I'm just, listen, thank you, Mike. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. 617-288-1969.
Which part of it? Because there's a lot of it.
I'm going to solve his problem right now, being mad at the people not even giving a card or anything for a gift. Here's what he has to do. He calls them up and says, hey, listen, I just want to make sure nobody stole any of my gifts or anything from the tables or anything like that. Can I confirm that did you bring a gift to my wedding? And if the person says no, then you know.
And then what do you say?
And then you say, all right, well, cool. And then you know you have a certain distance between you and them. Like, you know how they are.
That would be so awkward, getting that question asked and knowing you didn't give anything. Do you lie?
And then, like, oh, I'd be okay with a card. Would you, though?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. He's lying about that. If you give a card and nothing in the middle in it, you're not okay with
it. Can I tell you, Pebs, why he wouldn't be okay with just a card? Because when you open gifts, you do this thing.
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear
this. No, you do.
I really don't.
You do this thing where you,
I know where you're going.
You and your spouse are like, oh, I bet you this person's going to give us the nicest gift or the most money or whatever. And you know, you have your kind of like, you pick like, oh, I bet you this person's going to surprise us. Ugh. So when our wedding happened, I have a friend who he makes a very good living, but he likes to show it off. Like, he loves showing off the fact that he has money. He's like the type of dude, it's kind of obnoxious, but at the same time, I like going out with him because he always pays. But he's the kind of guy who's like, I got it. How much is it? And takes out a big wad of money. So I figured, I'm like, yo, this dude, he's going to, just to show off, he's going to give us like double or maybe even triple, you know? A card. An empty card from him. An empty card.
So you weren't happy.
No, I wasn't happy.
Exactly.
No, I wasn't happy.
Well,
I don't
do
care
you think
card.
One of my biggest fears is that I will forget to put money or a check or whatever in there. But I don't believe in the confronting
the
person.
That's why it's good for someone to hit
can
you
I
up.
Please throw this in here, because this always annoys the hell out of me. When people throw in how much they paid for, like, it costs $150 a plate. I'm not here to pay for your wedding. That is not the point. I am your guest, and I will give you a gift of whatever I feel comfortable giving you and am able to give you.
But see, Pebs, you know what? You are one of those people who I would say Pebs is going to give a great gift.
No, you know what?
If something happens and there's no money or something inside, I'm thinking, damn, what the hell did I do?
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. I had a discussion with somebody about the amount of money that you give at weddings. And call me quote unquote cheap, because I always give $100 to people. I found out that that's not necessarily good.
Kim, hello, Kim.
Hi. I agree with Pebbles as far as, like, not having to pay back the gift. Like, you should not have to give them. If they want to have an extravagant wedding, it's not, you know, you shouldn't have to pay for that. That's not their fault. That's not your fault that you should have to pay back. But when I got married, there's like an etiquette that they don't have to give you a gift for like a year after the wedding.
Yeah, I've heard that
I personally
would never go to a wedding empty-handed because that's just rude, but that is like a rule.
Yeah. But how would you feel though, you, like, getting a gift like 8 months after your wedding? Yeah.
That'd be a nice surprise.
No, you know what? I like that rule. I'm going to start applying it because I have a friend who literally got married last October, and I got him a really, really nice gift, and they're already getting divorced. If I waited, I wouldn't have to have gotten him a damn gift. All right, Courtney has a question. Go ahead, Courtney.
Hi, how are you guys? So here's another perspective. So say like you're working two jobs, you know, you don't have a lot of money left over at the end of the month after bills or whatever. But the couple that you're going to the wedding to is always going on vacations to Italy and Hawaii and stuff like that. Are you still obligated to give a gift because they're pretty...
That's such a specific hypothetical. Yeah.
Somebody asked that on our Facebook page too. They said, what if you're going to a wedding where the person is very well off? Like she said she went to someone who's a millionaire's wedding.
Right.
And she gave $100 and she felt weird about it because she felt like that would be insignificant.
I think as long as you go triple digits as far as the gift, it's all good.
See, I think in that case, if I knew somebody was like completely loaded, I would give them an actual like a gift, like maybe something more sentimental or
like my token wedding gift I give. I have a token wedding gift I give to people.
What's your token wedding gift?
It's always a crowd pleaser.
What?
It's a picture frame that has the couple's name, Mr. and Mrs. Blank, with the date of their wedding on it. And I get it engraved.
Yeah, so you go to that store in the mall.
Things remembered.
Okay,
but that wasn't my question. What's your question? Very, very, very close friends is getting married this weekend.
Okay.
Now, I don't see this person a lot. We talk a lot. We don't see each other, like, or hardly at all.
Okay.
So.
Here we go. Are you going to the wedding? You're not going to the wedding?
I wasn't invited to the wedding.
Okay.
It's a whole separate reason. But anyways, I sent a gift, cash, via Cash App.
Oh, God.
And
to the friend?
Yeah. Did you put a memo, happy wedding?
Did you put some emojis?
As a matter of fact, I did. I was telling people that I did that, and apparently that's frowned upon. You're not supposed to do that.
What? You Cash App them?
Well, now a lot of them are done online, but if this was like just randomly out of the
what's wrong with that? Isn't it supposed to be the thought that counts?
Yeah, there's not much thought in that.
Yes, there is. I'm thinking about reaching in my bank account and giving you $100. Oh, it wasn't $100 actually. It was less than that. Oh.
Do you
I won't say how much, but it wasn't.
Did you say, like, I don't know. I mean, you have the person's address, right?
I do.
Why wouldn't you buy a card and then just, like...
Pebbles, listen. Or, I act on a whim a lot. Like, if I don't do something right that second, I'm not going to do it. So if I was... Listen, if I... I wouldn't have gone to the bank to get the money and then go to the post. That's too many steps. This is something I can literally pull out the app and send it.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Well, what they're going to do with this money, first of all, they're not going to tell their spouse. They're going to keep it for themselves and spend it at Subway.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.